Though his father had deprived him of his allowance, Jules remained the devoted, loving son. He wrote regularly, even when he was a middle-aged man. He discussed his books, his projects, his dreams, and rarely took a step without first seeking parental advice. It was this strong family feeling which kept him a churchgoer and a religious, even puritanical man in gay and pleasure-loving Paris. Cocky, good-looking, and irresistible to the ladies, Jules promptly fell in love. Monsieur Vernet recovered, however, fell in love again, and this time married the girl, a handsome widow with two children. With the help of his father, he became a stockholder. His financial position improved, but he continued to live in an attic and to write. His first book was 5 Weeks in a Balloon. 15 publishers looked at it, sniffed, and sent it back. In a rage, Jules flung it into the fire. His wife rescued it and made him promise he would try once more. So Jules tucked the slightly charred manuscript under his arm and went around to show it to Pierre Hetzel. The publisher read the book through as the fidgeting young author waited. Hetzel said he would publish it if Jules would rewrite it in the form of a novel.